Well, we got a gentleman here who's a funny sociologist, which is good, because if you can't joke about it, why do sociology, right? Otherwise, it's kind of a dead-end career, let's face it. And he does, among other things, he edits a journal, which is great, Southern Cultures. Would you welcome, please, join us right now, John Shelton Reed, ladies and gentlemen, on our stage here at UNC. Welcome. Well, thanks for having us, I should say. You're here already. And these are actual funeral fans, right?
Sure look like it to me.
Yeah. And they should, ordinarily they would have the name of the burial service or the burial club you can join or the funeral home.
Yeah, funeral home, number to call.
Number to call. Yeah. So it doesn't say that on here, but it might as well, I guess. It is. Very nice to have you here.
A pleasure to be here.
And I know that one of your quests in your various work has been to define where the South actually is.
Yeah, been trying to do that for 30 years now.
Yeah, and what sort of measurements do you use when you started to investigate that?
Well, you know, Dixie's the land of cotton, so you can look at where cotton grows. Yeah. Trouble is, part of East Tennessee I come from, we don't grow cotton.
Oh.
You could look at where people eat grits, but I saw a McDonald's in Chicago one time, so there's grits.
Wow.
Mostly the Mississippians, but... used to be where Southern Baptists were. They just had their convention in Salt Lake City, you know. So, I've always said that maybe the best definition would be you're in the South if people tell you you are.
Yeah.
But we've never really been able to figure out where that was. But the last few years, we've been doing some surveys. I'm a sociologist. You said that.
Yeah.
And we've been asking people, are you in the South? You know, is your community in the South? And we've got enough folks now that we can sort of begin to say where it stops.
You get a certain percentage who are just disoriented, I presume. We don't.
Yeah.
Really, it could be in the South, could be anywhere.
Yeah. Well, 98% of Alabamians say they're in the South. I don't know where the other 2%
are. Yeah. Where they think they are.
Yeah.
That's right. They're possibly aliens. They could have come 2% of Alabamans are aliens.
Yeah, basically. It could be. Yeah. And, you know, the border states are border states. And one of the things we're going to do next is look at, you know, where in Texas it is that you leave the South as you go west.
Yeah.
We've got about 2,000 Texans now who've told us whether they're in the South or not. So.
They don't think they're in the West?
I'm not sure. You know, I think some of them think they're in the South and also in the West.
Yeah.
I
mean, but they think they're Texan, and that covers a host of sins and, nothing else.
But, you know, if you're in Beaumont or Galveston, you're plainly in a southern town. If you're in El Paso, plainly you're not. And somewhere in between, you've left. You know. But that's a long way.
Yeah, I appreciate the problem. We've had the same problem in the Midwest, knowing where that is. People think it's... Everyone agrees on Iowa, and that's about it.
Yeah, it kind of floats.
Yeah. And it seems to me the dividing line is Missouri. Somewhere in Missouri, the South begins.
Yeah.
Is that true, or...?
Well, certainly the Boot Heel County is there in Missouri. Yeah. It's cotton country. I mean, that's the land of cotton. That's Dixie.
Yeah.
Kansas City, I don't know. Some ways, yes. Some ways, no.
That's a whole different problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kansas is a great town, but it seems more tuned with Chicago, let's say.
Yeah, you know. Good barbecue, though.
Excellent. Some good bars, too, speaking of that syllable. Mm. You know. All right, so we conclude. Can you name the states of the South, then?
Yes, I can.
Just happen to have that with you.
Right. Yes. I just brought the numbers. Yes. Over 90% of people think they're in the South, in Alabama, South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, Arkansas, and Florida right at 90%. Okay. And then
those would be the Cubans and the Jews, really.
Yeah. You know, would you put Florida in the South if there were any place else to put it? Then you've got over half, in fact, 84% in Texas, 82% in Virginia.
Yeah.
There's that part of sort of occupied Virginia up there. Uh, 79% in Kentucky and 69% in Oklahoma, which won't surprise Oklahomans, but surprises North Carolinians, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Then West Virginia, Maryland, Missouri, Delaware, you've got less than half in those states.
Go keep talking. I was just going to grab your book here.
Thank you. Yes, please do.
Thought I'd read something while you're talking.
It's a good choice.
Yeah, Yes, it's 1,001 things that everyone should know about the South, and we'll talk about that a little bit too. And none of the states so far have opted out of the South, out of the Confederacy. They're all still basically intact.
Not since West Virginia did it in
West Virginia,
1860s.
Yeah.
chose not to.
Yeah, but Washington, D.C. is one of those, is that the occupied part you're talking about?
Yeah. D.C., you could make a good case that 70 years ago Washington was a southern town, but you can't make it anymore.
No. So. Have the muddy, the waters been muddied, or have the muddied been watered by all the northerners who are relocating down here now?
Yeah, that's clearly what's going on in Florida and around here for that matter. But, you know, people say that Chapel Hill and places like it aren't Southern anymore. And I know what they mean, you know, but they've got a notion of what Southern is that means you've got to have hookworm and pellagra and stuff like that.
And you're saying that's wrong?
Well, you know, what Chapel Hill and Cary and Atlanta, you know, this is what the South looks like when it's affluent and high-tech and full of Yankees. I mean, you know, we didn't know what it was going to look like. We never had it before.
So who is assimilating who then at that point? Is the South getting more northerly, or the Northerners, are they assimilating into Southern culture?
Yeah, it works both ways. Yeah. It works both ways. An awful lot of people that moved to the South don't even intend to become Southerners, but often to their dismay, their children are.
Ah. And, what's the first sign that your child has become a Southerner? There's got to be a joke in there somewhere.
I think if he says fix him too is a good joke.
As in, I'm fixing to go to Harvard? Is that
Might could, you know.
Might could, another indicator. Look for this in your children, ladies and gentlemen, if this is happening.
Want to talk about the book?
No, actually I don't. Anything but the book. No, 1,001 Things Everyone Should Know About. I thought there was more to that. I was waiting for it. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, I'm sorry, that was it.
Yeah. Ethnically interesting Southerners. I turn immediately to this.
Uh-huh.
Is this the one? Yeah, I guess so. Are we in there? Oh, yes. The Jews of South Florida. I like this. This is a good one. The Jews of South Florida are mostly migrants. So there's not a tribe there like the Seminoles. There wasn't a tribe there. Uh-uh. Still at war with the U.S., the Semites, the Semite tribe in Florida. I like that. That's pretty good. Anyway, I just happened to turn to that. 1,001 Things People Should Know About the South. Give us, let's say, 100 or 150 of them.
Okay. One thing people should know is my wife wrote this book with me.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun writing. Yes. Well, it's got 12 chapters. We start with the landscape and the plants and animals and the sort of givens, and we move through the economy and race relations and the Civil War and related events and politics, and then we get into literature and food, music.
Can you be a little more specific than that?
Which?
Give me 1,000 things that I should know about this. Someone coming, let's say someone is relocating here from New Jersey.
Right.
Anyone do that? Who's here from New Jersey? This is like Southern New Jersey, this place. I can't figure it out. Don't they call Duke something like that? The University of
New Jersey.
Southern campus or something? But and then they're coming here, and what should they know?
All right.
Just as basic acclimation.
Okay, we got a section.